You're listening to Oodles of Financial Advice with Jeremy Udell. Udell. Jeremy is a certified financial planner. He's licensed in Florida to sell insurance. He has Series 7, 24, and 65 securities licenses, and he's here to give you Oodles of Financial Advice.
Can one of you please answer this for me? Anyone out there, answer this question I have. Why do so many of you hate annuities? Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Oodles of Financial Advice with me, Jeremy Udell. I have had so many experiences recently positioning annuities for people whose financial plan would benefit greatly from an annuity. And without fail, I get pushback. Bad investment, locks up my money. Everyone says that I shouldn't buy them. Yet, when I talk through exactly how an annuity works, when I show them that it's the only way to buy themselves extra income that will last as long as they do, that is promised by an insurance company to last as long as they live, there's no movement. There's nothing. They shut down. They say they get it, but they just aren't willing to buy. Now, I know a lot of the objections. I've been in this industry long enough that I remember I thought annuities were bad for a long time. With rare exceptions, I generally thought annuities, especially deferred annuities that didn't pay an immediate income and annuitize your principal immediately, I used to think any deferred annuity for the most part was bad. I thought that because, well, for a long time, they were pretty screwy annuities. A lot of great sounding numbers and bells and whistles. But in the end, they were kind of hard to decipher and you weren't really sure what you were going to get. We ended up replacing a lot of annuities, especially in the 90s and 2000s. My firm did a lot of taking people's deferred annuities and annuitizing those annuities immediately to then buy life insurance. And that was all for estate tax purposes. At the time, it made sense to do that. First of all, because a lot more people were subject to estate tax at that time, the tax that is levied upon you when you die, assuming you don't have an exemption to cover you. Back in those days, the exemption ranged from $500,000 to $1 million. Then in the late 2000s, climbed as high as $3.5 million. And then after expiring in 2010, it was instituted to $5 million estate tax exemption, now $10 million estate tax exemption. All of that is to say most people don't have that problem anymore that we were addressing with that plan. The other thing that's changed in that time, though, is that annuities have gotten a lot better, a lot more concrete in what they do, with less problematic features inside of them that can make you really frustrated. One thing that's changed, I've noticed, is the fees, especially on fixed annuities, fixed index annuities with income riders, even registered indexed linked annuities, shortened to RILAs, which are variable annuities, but with a lot of downside protection. The fees inside those annuities are usually less than 2% and often are zero, even with an income rider. So the fees are often not a factor the way they were, where used to be in most of these annuities we would look at, especially the variable annuities, you'd be looking at a 4% fee. That's not the case anymore with a lot of these annuities. Some of them still have that, but for the most part, annuities don't have that big fee objection I get all the time. What else do I hear? Well, it'll lock up my money. In fact, I had a case recently where that was the objection. Nice man who had sold his business recently, and he had this big investment portfolio and it had dropped recently with the market. He came to me because he was upset about losing about 30% of his portfolio in the market. And first of all, I discovered that his advisor hadn't changed his allocation once he had sold his business to a more conservative portfolio because it was now a portfolio he needed to live off of. And I pointed that out and he liked what I said and wanted me to invest his portfolio for him. And we did. But the other thing I positioned for about 20% of his assets was an income producing annuity. The income on this annuity was projected to grow whenever the market went up and lock in every year the market went down, meaning that his income could only grow for as long as he lived. And even once all of his money that he put into it had been paid out, that annuity would still pay until he passed away. It was a pretty amazing annuity for him. And I showed him even with financial software, I plugged it into in my financial planning software I used, and I showed him this improved the chance of success with his retirement. But he was concerned that he might want to buy real estate one day. Now, remember, I told you this was only going to be about 20% of this person's money. And that left him 80% to possibly buy some real estate with. But he didn't want to invest that money with the 80% that was in the market, even though that's way more liquid and much more subject to volatility. He was very worried that this annuity was going to be locked up. I positioned the annuity. I said, this is probably your last resort money. The money that if you did spend the other 80% of your money on anything, it all screwed up, at least this one you knew, would provide you income for the rest of your life. And really, if you lost 80% of your money, would you be looking to invest the last 20% in real estate or anywhere else besides generating income for you to live off of? He saw that point. He still did not want to buy the annuity. Just couldn't get himself around locking the money up, regardless of all the logic that this would bring to his plan. I don't get it. Another thing I don't get, the question I often hear about the investments, the rate of return on the annuity. I hear this one a lot. What is the rate of return on this annuity? Because I can get 7, 8, 9% in the market. There are years I'll get 30, 40% in the market. What's this annuity going to net? The annuity is not meant to be a good growth investment, especially an income annuity. What it's meant to do is generate income. It is a completely different tool. It'd be like asking, what's the rate of return on your property insurance, on your homeowner's insurance? Are you paying for homeowner's insurance? Now, many of you out there probably are, and you may be required to by your mortgage company. But in the state of Florida, if you've paid off your mortgage, did you know you could cancel your property insurance? When I used to do live events, I would ask audiences if they had canceled their homeowner's insurance, if they'd paid off their home. Most people who had paid off their home said no. I asked them if they realized they could pay that premium their entire life and never see a single dollar back. And they got that. And I asked them why they're not canceling it. They said because that homeowner's insurance protected them from fire, from hurricanes. Basically, it gave them peace of mind. Well, that's what the annuity is for. It's to increase your overall chance of success, reduce the chance that you're going to run completely out of money because you have to spend down your other assets to pay for your income. And it's going to provide you an income, a protected income that you cannot outlive. It is protection against living too long. I pointed all of this out to another client that came into my office. Now, this particular client had warned me when they came in that someone else had positioned an annuity for them and that they were opposed to it right off the bat. And so, of course, I made it very clear that I would not force anyone to buy something they don't want to buy. Come on in and I'll show you what we can do without annuities and with annuities. And when I did the math, it looked like we could do better for him than he was currently doing with his financial plan, regardless of whether he used the annuity or not. But there was no question that incorporating the annuity into his financial plan was going to improve he and his wife's chance of having their plan last as long as they live. I showed it to him, but I was very, very careful to make sure that I showed him just the math, just the fact that this annuity was going to increase his chance of success. And again, show him that I was not recommending he put all of his money into it. In this case, it was going to be about 25% of their money was going to go into the annuity, but that they could put less. When he came back to me after thinking about it, and again, he did become my client and move his money over, he still said he's just not comfortable with the annuity. He just didn't see how it was going to be a good investment for his portfolio. When I reminded him that I had told him this was not about an investment, this was about protection, he said, I just can't see putting $100,000 into this annuity. I said, that's okay. You don't even have to put $100,000. Even half of that would make a difference. Nothing. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Annuities are not the only answer. I want to make that really clear. And there are people out there who have all the income they'll ever need. So buying an income annuity is not particularly useful. It's not going to protect against them running out of income because they have pensions and Social Security, maybe some enough income producing property out there, so much so that even if they had an 80% default rate on their rentals, they'd still probably have enough income. Whatever it might be, they have so much income they can't outlive it. Okay, that's a reason you don't need an income annuity. And in those situations, by the way, I wouldn't position it. I don't position annuities for income when you don't need income. But when you need that money to provide that income stream that you can't outlive, no one else can provide that to you. Annuities are the only place that can promise to pay you an income no matter how long you live. Whether it's to age 80 or 120, that annuity has a contractual obligation to pay you income for as long as you live. Annuities are the only people who can do that. Insurance companies are the only ones who are in that business because they have something called the law of large numbers. Now, I've talked about that before, and I don't want to talk about it again, but if you have questions about that, please feel free to reach out to me. But what it comes down to is that they have so many risks in their risk pool that they are protected themselves against you living way too long. They don't have to worry about your specific risk. That's why they have so many risks on their books. You can live as long as you need to. You know who doesn't have that law of large numbers? Your investment guy. And of course, the last thing I do want to address is that investment guy who tells you annuities are a bad investment. Now, he may think all the same things you do, high fees, and that they don't have a great rate of return. But the other thing he is often not explaining to you, especially when he's in competition with somebody else like me, is that he gets paid on those assets. And he may not get paid as much. He may say, oh no, that advisor is going to get a huge commission. He might get a 6% commission. And I only charge you 75 basis points. You know what? He's right. Though I don't always take a big upfront commission on the products, there are often different ways to take a commission. One way that it's often available is a lump sum commission somewhere between 4.5% to 6% on a lot of the annuity products I sell. But you know what? My firm makes more money on our assets under management. Why? Because if we make 75 basis points, that's 0.75%, and you stay with us for 10, 20, 30 years, how much money did I make, especially if I grew your money over that time period versus the 6% I made up front on the annuity, especially if I'm only positioning a small piece of your overall plan? Believe it or not, the investment advisor is making way more money on those same dollars with you as long as you are staying with him. Some investment advisor, either him or the next guy you move it to or the guy after that, when you combine them all up, they're going to be paid way more than I will be paid for selling you that annuity. Just something to think about when someone tells you that it's all about that guy just wants a commission. Everyone's got their own financial axe to grind. All of that is to say, annuities can be really good for you. They can be so beneficial to your plan. I have them. I believe in them for my own place. I can't buy a pension anywhere else. I don't have a company that's going to provide me a defined benefit that so many companies back in the 80s were still providing. 60% of companies in the 80s were providing those pension plans. Now we're down to 17% of private sector companies that provide a pension. I can't get it anywhere else. So I went and bought myself some annuities. I recommend them to people all the time. Sometimes people buy, but it is amazing that 3 out of 4 people, I would say, who I recommend annuities to and who still often become my clients for their investments, just really don't want the annuities, no matter how much it improves their financial plan. How do you feel about that? Do you agree with everyone else? Not everyone else, but so many others who hate annuities? If so, let me know why. Are there reasons I didn't mention that you don't like annuities? Maybe you had a bad experience with them. Let me know. Sound off in the comments. Feel free to shoot me an email, jeremy@wealthenjoyment.com, or give me a call, 941-951-0443. I really do believe in these products. There are bad ones out there. You need a good advisor who's not just going to sell it for a commission, just like you need a good investment person who's not just investing your money for the fee, but really cares about you and puts together a plan, regardless of how you're setting up your financial plan. I do hope you're finding someone who is willing to talk to you about everything that is good for you and might be good for you and hasn't ruled out any of the financial tools available to build you the best financial plan to help you get the most enjoyment from your wealth for the rest of your life. That's it for the podcast today. Thanks, as usual, to my awesome producer, Megan Udell. She does such a great job editing my podcast, and I really appreciate it. I also want to mention again that I've started another podcast with a friend of mine. He came on the podcast a few episodes ago and talked Star Wars and money in the Star Wars universe with me. We started a Star Wars focused, though not Star Wars only, podcast called The PoodooCast, PoodooCast. You can check that out. Same place you're getting this podcast. If you'd like to hear more financial advice from me, please check out the other episodes of this podcast, as well as my YouTube channel, Udell in a Nutshell. You can find that at Udell in a Nutshell on YouTube and find clips from this podcast, but also other videos I've recorded talking about financial topics and other things going on. I also have a book, Retire Happily Ever After. If you'd like to get a copy of that book, please feel free to reach out to us. Give me an email, shoot us a call, 941-951-0443. Email address is jeremy@wealthenjoyment.com. I look forward to talking to you again next week when I'll have more oodles for your noodle.